Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Guys, I'm drunk. And I started a Patreon. At patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for both my podcasts, The Writ Bites and Paleo Writ. For the Paleo Bites bonus content, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals. And this month, we're talking about Jurassic World Evolution. This is my favorite game. I have 3,000 hours played on this game. I'm not exaggerating. I'd marry it if I could marry a game. But I can't. The game can't consent. Shame. I love this game. It's the best dinosaur park builder game ever. I love it. Jurassic World Evolution, baby. We talk about it on the Patreon. Link is in the description for where you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support, and have a lovely day. Don't let anyone tell you you can't have a good day. You can have a great day. You were going to have the best day ever. I'm drunk. I'm gonna throw up.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleo Bites, the podcast that will haunt your dreams like the velociraptor that said, Alan.
That's a good one.
My name is Matthew Donald, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, back to the main show at last, after already being on the Patreon since then, it is Stephen Curro. He's back! He's not extinct!
Just like in Independence Day when he was like, hello boys, I'm back!
Yeah. And also, like Independence Day, you're like the aliens, you know, you thought they were gone, but then 20 years later, they came back.
Surprise.
I actually don't mind that sequel. I thought it was an interesting sequel. Some people really hate it. I thought I like it.
I think that it was a little bit of a rehash, but at the same time, it was fun.
But also, it had a really cool idea of, like, this is 20 years from an alien invasion that wiped out most of the world. This was not the same world anymore.
Right.
Like, this is an alternate universe where the timeline branched off at 1996.
That is pretty cool. They turned it into an alternate history.
This wasn't the 2016 of the year it came out. This was an alternate 2016 where we had advanced technology and we bases all around the solar system. And like,
it was super fun.
That was really cool. And I liked how when the alien ship landed across the Atlantic, you see it get to the White House, like, oh, here it goes, it's gonna destroy it again, and then just barely
missed.
Like the flag on the top gets leaned over a bit.
It's a wonder that ship didn't crack the crust of the earth.
Yeah, I don't know why we're even talking about that. Like,
quoted Independence Day.
That's true. It was like, it has nothing to do with dinosaurs. That director did do 10,000 BC though, so
he also did Godzilla.
That's true. There were two things that we could do for the Patreon.
But yeah, anyhow.
Anyways. So here's a dinosaur-related question for you. You've been gone for so long.
Yes, it has
so
been a while.
Give me an excuse involving a prehistoric animal that explains your absence.
an excuse involving a
person. Yeah, so like say, oh, I was chased by this thing, and then I had to fight it off before I come. Something like that, I don't know.
I found a crack in my bathtub, which led me to an underground hollow earth with lots and lots of prehistoric critters, and I had to fight my way out.
Oh, wow. What was it like?
It was very warm.
Was it like an upside-down sort of scrappy, screwy place like in Godzilla vs. Kong?
Oh, God, I'm still dizzy.
Where did the light come from? There was a sun in the background in some of those shots. Where was the sun from?
For the love of Pete, for the last time, it was the core of the earth. All
right, all right. And in fact, I even specified...
Everyone freaks out about that.
Yeah, I guess that's true. You're right. I love the idea of that world, though. I really hope the next Kong movie is just called, you know, they had Kong Skull Island, so I hope the next one is Kong Hollow Earth.
I hope they explore more of it too, because they did a really, really cool job fleshing out that world. It wasn't just like, oh no, it's an underground cavern. Like, mm-hmm. No, they made it like a planet inside a planet.
Yes, exactly. So there could be so many things there. Could be some classic Kong monsters, but like repurposed to be like, you know, imagine like a V-Rex but 300 feet tall
and, now you're talking,
and has like tentacles instead of arms or something.
That would be creepy, but
I don't know, just something that makes it more monstrous.
You could have lots of Godzilla monsters too.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, hoping they continue it. Let's see. Okay, well, I think that is just an excuse. I don't think you actually were in a hollow earth.
Oh,
I think
really?
You partied with a bunch of Truodons and didn't tell me.
That is wrong. They were ornithomimids.
That's true, and Truodon isn't a valid species anymore, so...
It's not? What?
Yeah. All the... Okay, sorry to tell you this now on air. So, we knew of the tooth of Truodon.
Right.
The wounding tooth that gets its name. The rest of it... is a skeleton that we thought was Truodon. We've since found out it is actually Stenonychosaurus, the very close relative. So the only thing that is quote-unquote confirmed to be different from Truodon is the tooth, and a tooth is not enough. So it is not a nomenudum or something. It might be a nomenudum. It's a nomen something that's like, we don't have enough yet.
Okay, so they've put him on probation,
yes. So if we find another skeleton that looks like Truodon that matches that tooth, then it's back. But for now, what we think of Truodon is actually Stenonychosaurus.
Truodon's easier to say, though.
I know. Whenever I read Stenonychosaurus, I was like, Steniachiosaurus? Steniaka? Stenonychosaurus. I don't even know if that's correct. I have a puppy here. Hello.
Yes, we're puppy sitting, for those who don't know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, puppy breath.
I'm glad that she's calm right now.
Yeah.
What's your favorite dinosaur, Luna?
She says, the ones I eat. You could take on a dinosaur. Maybe a microraptor. Except it has the claw. I don't know if we could take on a microraptor.
She takes on our German shepherd, no problem.
Oh, I guess. Well, the German shepherd lets her. If the German shepherd went all out.
True.
Okay. Well, let's see. How in the world do I segue into this? I don't think I can. I failed as a segue master.
It's a different conversation.
You did it!
Aha.
We're talking about Allosaurus, aka different lizard. Hold on, let me check the recording. We are recording. Okay. So, this is a classic creature that we've been wanting to talk about for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But that darn coronavirus
ruined everything.
It did. It did. It ruined everything. Because Allosaurus was the creature that gave us the virus, so it was no longer PC to talk about. No, it's not that.
There's a plot twist.
There actually is a Coronosaurus. Not Coronasaurus.
I imagine that's not a very popular dinosaur right now.
No. Exactly. Anyways, Allosaurus, it means different lizard, hence the segue you gave. It was called that because its vertebrae were unique to scientists at the time of its discovery.
Mm.
Type is an Allosaur theropod. Duh.
Right.
Size, it varies, but we think it's like 31 to 39 feet / 9 to 12 meters long, 2.5 to 3.5 tons. It was a carnivore. It was in the late Jurassic, 155 to 145 million years ago. You're getting out the book with a sneaky smile on your face. Like, I'm just going to get this information here.
Yes, I'm fact checking. No, I'm kidding. I totally trust him.
Location, USA and Portugal. Which is the same as Stegosaurus, oddly enough, which means the two locations must have been quite close back then.
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Described in 1877 during the Bone Wars.
Yes, the Bone Wars.
Pop culture appearances. There's quite a few. Walking with Dinosaurs, where it also got a whole spinoff. The Ballad of Big Al. I think... Okay, no, it wasn't that one. It was, like, probably the second time a dinosaur has ever made me cry in The Ballad of Big Al.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Aw.
First time... I never cried with Land Before Time. I think I was too young to fully understand it when I first saw...
Oh, yeah.
That, like... Because, you know, I cried... I think the first time I cried for a dinosaur was in the initial Walking with Dinosaurs when the two baby T-Rex lost their mother and then they refused to leave her corpse and then the meteor hit.
Yeah, that was kind
of
sad.
Yeah, like... which I guess in a way is them being put out of their misery because they would have starved to death if they had stayed by their...
True.
...mother, but still... And then the second time was in Ballad of Big Al, when we follow this guy on his journey, and he just gets all the injuries. he tries to go to an Allosaurus beyond his league. The Allosaurus turns him down and injures him. Yep.
Poor guy.
Know your league, people. You think you might want to go for a 8, but you're a 5? No. Nah, I think it's because she was older than him, and he was really too young and inexperienced. So.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, so, as well as that, when dinosaurs roamed America, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's The Lost World, 1 million years BC, The Valley of Gwangi.
Yep.
Land of the Lost, both the TV show and the movie. Dino Crisis, the Jurassic Park series from Fallen Kingdom onwards, including the short Battle of Big Rock. Have you seen that short?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Which is also the first time in the show where they have a dinosaur, a bipedal dinosaur, that has proper hands. All the other dinosaurs in this other series have pronated hands.
Oh.
But in that short, they finally got it right. That Allosaurus has its hands facing...
I didn't notice that. I'll have to look again.
So hopefully that's a trend as it continues on. So, Jurassic Park Operation Genesis, Jurassic World Evolution, Zoo Tycoon, Dino Island, Ark Survival Evolved, and many, many, many more.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to throw in a mention of Dinotopia Shandar, because they show baby Allosaur chicks in that one.
Oh, that's true, and they have feathers.
Mm-hmm, they're fluffy.
Yes, that's true. By far the most common predatory dinosaur of the late Jurassic, Allosaurus is one of the most well-known dinosaurs of all time, with hundreds of nearly complete skeletons discovered over the decades. First discovered during the Bone Wars... by Othniel Charles Marsh, has undergone a ton of research and study since.
Absolutely. I used to work at Dinosaur Ridge,
yes.
Which was a hotspot during the Bone Wars.
Yes, it was.
And it wasn't where Allosaurus was discovered, but it was where they did a lot of main excavation for him.
You can find some footprints there, right, of him? Or like that one place that has...
There are a couple of Allosaur footprints, yes.
Yes.
And lots of bones.
I volunteered there beforehand for a bit, so I've always been thinking about going back, but...
You should.
Yeah,
you
I think I might
than
now.
Me.
Yeah, it's true. I think I might now that... COVID's over and I haven't been vaccinated, so it's not over. Let me specify, it's not over. Although, wait, when does this episode premiere? Hold on. Biden has said he wants to have Independence Day be independence from COVID.
That would be nice.
Yeah, so let's see when this comes out.
It's ambitious, but it's
nice.
Yeah,
it's probably not going to happen, but hey, he said he was going to vaccinate 100 million people in his first 100 days, and he's already up to 200 million, so...
Ta-da!
So...
A lot more than certain other... presidents. Anyways,
we're probably not gonna be fully free of COVID, but we'll see. I don't know. Anyways, so the most well-known individual skeleton is of Big Al, which is what that Welcome to Dinosaur special was about. That wasn't just a story where they just abused a poor Allosaurus that they made up to make you feel sorry for. No, all those injuries that it actually had.
Ah, so they tried to tell his story.
Yes, that is a historical domain character, if you will.
Where is Big Al?
He's in Wyoming.
Oh, that's so close. We should go.
Yeah. It's a skeleton discovered in 1991. Subadult is 95% complete and incredibly well preserved.
That is 95 is really good for any skeleton.
He had a pretty sucky life, though. 19 of his bones were broken and showed sign of infection.
Ooh.
I say his. It might be a girl. It's hard to tell with bones.
Yeah.
Especially, like, it's hard to tell with living birds. Like, how can you tell with a dead bird ancestor?
Good point.
So, Big Al could be Big Alex, or Alice. I don't know.
Alice.
Yeah. Anyways, the third toe on the right foot in particular had a major infection and was coated by involucrum, which is a layer of bone over a pre-existing layer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound pleasant.
Yeah, it's like some necrotic tissue or something that, like, infected real bad.
And I thought an ingrown toenail was bad.
Oh, yeah. It's bad. And then he had some other injuries. Some of them probably wouldn't have killed him. Like, those animals had pretty violent lives. Like, they fought each other. They fought, like, other creatures. They got knocked over by prey, like the tails of the Apatosaurus.
Yeah, probably.
They probably had some broken... Each one of them probably had a few broken ribs or...
You get an infection, though.
Yeah, on trouble. The foot. That was the killer. Like, the thing on the foot. Like, that... Yeah, he limped a lot like crazy and... Poor guy. But science, thanks you for your sacrifice, Big Al. Your contributions will not be forgotten.
Yes.
So, in the prime of its life, though, Allosaurus was the top predator, hunting sauropods, stegosaurs, ornithopods, and the like. Is there anything from that book there you wanted to mention in particular?
So this is the Princeton Field Guide to Dinosaurs.
Yes, yes.
And they list two specific Allosaurus species. They Ooh. Have Allosaurus fragilis.
Yes.
Oh, actually.
There's several.
Oh, there's actually four of them.
But is one of them Allosaurus maximus?
One's Allosaurus fragilis, one's Allosaur unnamed species. That's unoriginal.
Oh, that's my favorite species. The
one is Allosaurus or Saurophagus maximus.
Yes, because some people think Saurophagus is actually Allosaurus maximus, but that's not considered the case anymore.
So
it's still disputed, but it's mostly assumed that Saurophagus was its own species.
Okay, so this book must have been written a bit before they settled that.
I don't think it's fully settled. It's like, but yeah.
They also have Allosaurus europaeus? Question mark.
Do they have Allosaurus gemmodsini?
They do not.
That is a pretty recent one, and we have decided, when we have declared from evidence that that was what Big Al was.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So they also have. How do I pronounce this? Lorinhanosaurus or Allosaurus atunesi.
Yes. The thing about Allosaurus is that since we've known about it for so long, and that was back before we knew of a lot of dinosaurs, it was like how for a while every meat-eating dinosaur was some species of Megalosaurus. Mm-hmm. So we named a lot of different Allosaurus. So.
Same thing with the Hadrosaurus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called a wasteback taxon. Is the term for it.
That's a good one.
Collections of multiple individuals have been found together, suggesting a social lifestyle to some capacity, although it's unknown if they hunted in packs or just gathered together to feast on a carcass while still living solitary lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we find dozens and dozens of Allosaurus skeletons buried with a single skeleton of a Stegosaurus or something. Which sounds like a horrific gangbang assault against a poor plant eater.
Yeah, it does.
But actually suggests that the plant eater got stuck in the thick mud and tar and died, which attracted the smell attracted multiple Allosaurus, which feasted on the body and then got stuck. And their body attracted more Allosaurus. Classic predator trap.
Vicious cycle.
Yes.
There's also, in Dinosaur Ridge, it's a site left over from a flood. So that's why there's a whole mess of Jurassic dinosaur bones just, you know, all thrown together.
Yep. That's the thing about fossils. The character that in question has to die for us to find them. Yeah, except for trace fossils.
That's the unfortunate part.
Trace fossils, which are the ones... Like in Dinosaur Ridge, you know, like those footprints. When we see those one footprints of...
those kinds of trace fossils are harmless, yes.
Yeah. Like I love those footprints where you see the mother... Eolambia or whatever they think it is, and then the baby kind of walking beside, and you can see it running because it's only the back footprints and it's longer stride, and since it's just the footprints, we can assume that they both lived a long and healthy life and they died of natural causes after a long life stuff.
Sure, why not?
That this little cute baby that was running alongside its mother didn't have to die to make that fossil.
Well, you know, there are ornithomimid tracks right near there, and some people have speculated that it was hunting the baby. We don't know for sure.
Can't you see the ornithomimid tracks kind of go away? Like the mother scared it off, or did I make that up?
I always told the kids when I gave the tour, maybe if we dug on the rocks, we would find that mom had to teach him a lesson.
Yeah.
But we don't, like, it is entirely speculation. There's no evidence that they actually were being hunted, but maybe, you never know.
Right. So, There's so much more to talk about with Allosaurus, but this podcast is more about introducing Dinosaurus to people and providing funny commentary rather than going all out about all the current well-known information.
One thing I would like to point out is that Allosaurus has these two knobby things on his head that are kind of like horns.
Yes, I've seen him depicted as kind of like miniature versions of the Dilophosaurus crest. Kinda. Very, very miniature versions.
Yeah, kind of.
They've had those before. One thing that I wanted to point out, and this isn't about the science of the creature, but how it's depicted in pop culture. For some reason, the whole world seems to agree that Allosaurus is red.
You know, now that you mention it, it is usually rendered red.
Like, pretty much every depiction I have seen of Allosaurus in a movie, show, video game is colored red. Some are more subtle about it, like Walking with Dinosaurs, where it just has a red crest, but that is a highlight. So,
true.
So,
but like Operation Genesis, red.
Yes. Zoo Tycoon, red.
Planet Dinosaur, red.
Yeah, Power World, red. Dino Island, red. Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom, it also is mostly green, but it does have a red crest.
Guanji broke the mold and made it purple.
Purple's, you need red to make purple.
Okay, it's halfway there.
it gets to a point where, like, if I see a non-red Allosaurus, it looks weird to me. Like, when dinosaurs roamed America, I had a green Allosaurus. I'm like, ah, I don't like it. It's gotta be red. that's pretty much Allosaurus. So we're at everyone's favorite part of the show. We rate it 1 out of 65 million. This is a pretty good thing. It was also so common. Like, we have fossils of it all over.
I think he's kind of an unsung hero, so I'm going to give him 58 mil.
Yeah, like, he gets overshadowed by T-Rex a lot, so... Mm. But, like, this was the T-Rex of the Jurassic. Well, except for if it wasn't Saurophaganax, but...
Yeah, he was almost the T-Rex of the Jurassic.
He was the Albertosaurus of the Jurassic.
Yes.
He was the Tarbosaurus of the Jurassic, I don't know.
T-Rex's great-great-great-great uncle.
Yeah, definitely uncle. He's not a Silurosaurus. He's not a descendant of him.
Right.
Not grandfather. You know, uncle, so... But, yeah. All right, what did I rate it? I didn't rate it anything yet. I'm going to rate it 55 million.
Okay.
Pretty cool. If it hunts in a pack, it's even cooler.
That would be cool if they could prove that.
Yeah, it's one of the few big meat-eaters that also lived alongside... Actually, no, now that I think about it, a lot of big meat-eaters lived alongside long necks. Even T-Rex had Alamosaurus.
Mm, that's true.
So, never mind. That doesn't get any points from that. But yeah, this is a classic. I like it when it's used. Good stuff. All right, well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at mattd@methadonecreator.com. For any general questions to me or any co-hosts, I could relay any questions. Do you have anything you'd like to plug at all?
Yes. So I am a writer as well as an educator. I have my own website, stephencurro.com. Stevens, yes. With a PH.
Yes.
I also have a novelette coming out with Hyreth Publishing in August. I have poetry showing up in a bunch of different magazines, and I've published some short fiction, and you can find all that on my website.
Cool. I have a book series in Amazon Megazoic available for print and Kindle. There is an Allosaurus in it. He is a mutant dinosaur made by the crazy scientist Ologex. He has a frill like a Jurassic Park Dilophosaurus, but instead of shooting poison, tar poison, he shoots electricity.
Yes, I remember that guy. That guy was cool.
Yes. He's a mutant that lasts the longest, too, until he gets beheaded by a portal. It's a good story. Young,
spoilers.
Good for the kids.
No.
My editor actually said, be careful with decapitation. Especially for a book that's aimed at, like, a young adult or something.
Right.
But I said, she said, since it's like you specified that this is not a sentient creature, it's like more of a monster, it's okay if you don't go into any detail for it. So later on, I was like, if there's any beheadings, it's from robots. So
good call.
From lifeless hunk of metal robots that I'm sure have feelings, but whatever. Especially because they're sci-fi robots. Anyways, also, you can find me on social media at MatthewDawnCreator on Facebook, at MatthewDawn64 on Twitter, and MatthewDawn64 on Instagram. I also have another podcast called The Ritwits, where two twits talk about writing. Yeah, it's a good podcast, I think. I don't know. All right, well, that's it for this week. So say at the end of every episode of Paleobites, roar, what does the Allosaurus make?
Roar.
Actually, they don't think that we roared anymore. Chirp, chirp.
That's just not intimidating.
I guess, you know, crocodiles have a little throaty growl.
Yeah, I bet they growled.
Anyways, bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.